Segue to Yom Kippur. We have a very short week this week. Wednesday is the Redi Rashi, and third Friday there's no Shir. So Rav Lichtenstein gave a Shir on the concept of Bris. On Rosh Hashanah in particular, we think about the Bris, but not just in Rosh Hashanah, also in Yom Kippur. Very, very briefly, Rav Lichtenstein contrasted, and some of these ideas are just so breathtakingly new and novel, and they help us dig into these ideas that we just use as phrases, but what does a bris mean, and what are the different types of bris? I'll talk about some of that in Mitzvah Shem Wednesday night, and share about Rosh Hashanah. Rav Aaron contrasted the bris avos with the bris of Yud Gimel Midos. And when I say bris avos, the primary bris, which is the Akedah, which is the bris that we feature in Rosh Hashanah, but not just the bris of the Akedah, the entire system of bris. Bris is one of the words and concepts that serves as the scaffolding of all the Sefer Bereishis. Hashem's entering Brisos with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He repeats the bris to Yitzchak and Yaakov. It's Brisi Eshmor, the bris that he makes with Avram Avinu. That bris in Bereishis is based on performance, expectation, and potential. Namely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw these people, Avram in particular, but his descendants, who lived in a world of chaos, lived in a world of theological confusion. They saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They built a moral lifestyle. They trained their children. Hashem says, you know what? These are people I want to roll with. These are people that I would have a bris with. And that's why in Sefer Bereishis, all the words, anytime there's a bris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, because. So what are the different words in Sefer Bereishis that Hashem demonstrates this bris is because? Yan, Asher Shamata. Ekev, Asher Shamata. Laman, Asher Yitzata. So every time that Hashem engages in a bris in Bereishis, it's in response to performance and with an eye towards potential. Hashem says these are great people. They forged moral and religious novelty in this world. And that's why the Brisim and Bereishis are all bilateral. In particular, the Bein Absarim. The Bein Absarim is there are two parties, Avram and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are animals that are cut in half, which was a classic Bris logistics. And Avram walks through, but he's standing in between. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tanur Esh, comes between the Absarim to create this bris. The Yud Gimel Midos is a totally different bris. It's not based on performance and potential, it's based on failure. Am Yisrael is at its lowest possible point. They just sinned weeks after Nasa v'Nishma, Eilo Lohecha Yisrael. And they're about to be annihilated. And Moshe davens and davens and davens. Hashem says, you know, Hine Anochi Koreis Bris Neged Kol Amcha. I am now not just offering kapara, they're offering a bris that, even when they don't deserve it, even when they don't deserve it, there's a shift in the bris, because the bris in Bereishis is a bris of expectation and performance. The bris of Yud Gimel Midos says, you're not going to deserve it, but I'll protect you and I'll preserve you, even when you don't deserve it. That's why the bris of Ketisa is unilateral. Am Yisrael is down below. Even Moshe, who's part of this bris of Yud Gimel Midos, so to speak, he's covered by a rock. He barely can see anything. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu creating, or better, these are my words, perpetuating, converting the bris avos based on potential into a bris of Yud Gimel Midos. That's why the words of Yud Gimel Midos are not Ekev because you listened, Laman because you listened, Yan because you listened, Yud Ayin Nun, but Vechanosi Eis Asher Achon, Verichamti Eis Asher Achon. I'll make that decision. You may not deserve it, but it's as we said yesterday in the Shir in Yud Gimel Midos, Chanun Verachum, Chanosi Verichamti is undeserved Rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the question is, what about us? How do we taste each of these two brisos? So in general, you should try to feel in your own life, not just in Am Yisrael, in your own life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're starting to make a bris, especially at your age. Part of the bris is potential, especially your age, you have such potential. Hopefully a little performance also to justify the potential Hashem sees in you. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's start a life together where we're going to live together and I'm going to rely on you and you're going to rely on me to perform your will. And sometimes I may veer from that and sometimes I may not understand how you're part of the bris because we don't always understand the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there's another part of the bris which, you know, Hashem, I really failed you. I really humiliated myself. I really fell, but you know what? Here's a bris of Yud Gimel Midos. He promised me, in Anochi Koreis Bris, that even in my failure, you'll be there. Rav Aaron felt that on Rosh Hashanah, the first bris is a little more. So we think a lot about the Avos in Rosh Hashanah. We think about Akedah Yitzchak. everything about our own. It's a new world and a new day and a new year, a new potential, and we're shooter for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're making a bris, and we're trying to change the world. We think about Malchus Hashem. We think about what we can do over the next year to increase Malchus Hashem. It's not much you can do. It's not like you can go to Ukraine and stop the war. It's like you can go to all the morally confused people and straighten them out. Just, I can, in my own world, I can learn Torah, I can be a better person. Put more, as I tell people. The way you change the world is put more pieces on the board. Follow? You don't have to change the board. Just put more pieces on the board. The board is history. You put more Torah, more firm people, more firm families, more clear thinking, more moral. Everyone thinks the way to change the world is redrawing the board. Sometimes you just put more pieces on the board. In your life, how many pieces can you put on the board? Then Yom Kippur is a different type of a bris, where you look at your own failures and your own monstrosities and your own embarrassments and say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I reach out to you. Like Moshe Rabbeinu reached out to our Sinai, Lama Yachre Hashem Be'amecha, extend that bris. I just find Rav Aaron just opens your mind to these one concepts, like one words that you just say and you take for granted, almost platitudinously, and then all of a sudden he breaks it. There are two types of a bris. There's a bris of potential and performance, that's a bris avos. There's a bris of failure and protection, that's a bris of Yud Gimel Midos. Rav Aaron felt that in Rosh Hashanah, the first is featured, in Yom Kippur, the second is featured. Have a good day, everyone. For people in my share, we're going to have share. It's now 8:30, 10:15. So I'm going to give you 45 minutes for breakfast, an hour to prepare those that didn't get a chance to prepare yesterday. Those that did prepare, I'll have extra clothes, okay? We'll be all on the WhatsApp. Everything will be on the WhatsApp, okay?